Shalom Aleichem, on behalf of Teach 613, we welcome you to take 10 for Talmud. Zvachim Samech Zayin, Zvachim 67a, pagination is 133. We'll start on the facing page, a few lines into the Mishnah. So you'll see Masnis in the Mishnah about a third of the way up on the page, and then dropping down from there three lines, or counting up from the bottom of the page, guessing about 12 lines, at the end of a line. You're looking for the words, Olas Ha'of Sha'asa'a, where we begin. In general, you would have a carbon that's been designated for the Beis HaMikdash, and you're not allowed to benefit from that animal or bird. If it's Shecht, you're still going to want to pay attention to the laws of Me'ila. Some translate the word Me'ila as betrayal. It means that a person is taking advantage, benefiting from something that belongs to Hashem, belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, a very deep level of theft, as we understand instinctively that if something was designated for the religious nature and you take from that, that's a specific type of violation. So the Mishnah over here considers a number of cases, including the case of Olas Ha'of, a carbon Ola, Sha'asa'a Lamata Kama'ase Chatos L'Shem Chatos. But he took this particular bird, and instead of processing it on the top of the Mizbeach, he processed it on the bottom of the Mizbeach, like a chatos. And he did everything with the purpose of a chatos. That was his focus. Rabbi Eliezer Omer Moalimba. Rabbi Eliezer says there's going to be me'ila regarding this bird. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Moalimba. Rabbi Yeshua says there's not going to be me'ila regarding this bird. Let's take a look at Rashi. Rashi is five lines up from the bottom in the Rashis. Rabbi Yeshua Omer Ein Moalin. Rabbi Yeshua says it changes and there's no Me'ila. Tekevon Shedishina Shema Umaaseha Umekoma L'Shem Chatos. Since he changes the intent, the action, the way he processes it, and the place in which he's processing it, and he's doing this all L'Shem Chatos, Naasis Chatos. It becomes a carbon Chatos. Kedem Mefarish B'Gemara. The Gemara will develop that. But that's the idea that Rabbi Yeshua is presenting here. That there is no Me'ila because the bird actually changes its status and becomes a carbon Chatos. And by a carbon Chatos, after the blood is put on the Mizbeach, the remaining parts of the carbon do not go to the Mizbeach, meaning they're not given to Hashem. Instead, they're given to the Kohanim, like a carbon chatos is. And therefore, there's no Me'ila. Me'ila would be something that's going on the Mizbeach. Once the animal shecht, if what remains goes to the Kohanim, that's not called Me'ila. That's not taken from Hashem. Even though, indeed, it's for the Kohanim and not for the non-Kohanim, called a Zar, a foreigner in this context, but it's still not Me'ila. It's taken from the Kohanim. It's not called Me'ila. Me'ila, again, would be something that was going on to the Mizbeach. Let's take a look at today's daf, where, on the very top, the dialogue continues between Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Eliezer trying to prove that there should be Me'ila regarding this Ola of Oaf that was brought as a Chatos. Amalo Rabbi Eliezer. Rabbi Eliezer said, V'arekod she kodoshim, if you have kodesh kodoshim type of animal that has to be brought in the northern side of the Mizbeach. Sheshachten bedorum. And he goes ahead and shechts it in the south. Veshachten l'shem kachim kalim. And he indeed intends it for kachim kalim. He's changing its status. Yochichu, it shows you, it guides you. Sheken shino eshemam ludavar she'en bo mi'ila. He's switching it to something that does not have mi'ila, because kodshei kodeshim do not go entirely on the mizbeach. Some of it goes to the kohanim and or to the owners. Umo'alin bahen, and it retains its status of mi'ila. So from the animal karbon, which I did a deviation of location, I can prove that Me'ila stays in relationship to the karbon. So too, by the bird, even if I switched it top to bottom of the Mizbeach, and I'm really sincere that I want to make it into Achatos, it should still be Me'ila, because that's how it started out. Afata al tatame al ha'ola. You should not be in wonderment of my position regarding the Ola. Even though I understand you're trying to process it in a way that it would not have Me'ila, meaning as a Chatas, Sheyim Aluba. But I maintain that it still has the laws of Me'ila. And that's Rabbi Eliezer's position. Continues the Mishnah, Amalo Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, no, I don't agree with your proof. Lo! Im amrit bekodshei kodashim sheshachtan bidarom. I hear your case. You're talking about kodshei kodashim. They were supposed to be done in the north. They were done in the south. Veshachtan l'shem kodashim kalim. And you had intent for the lower level of kodashim that could be indeed brought anywhere in the azara, like a shlomim. Shekein chino eshemam ledava sheyesh bo iser veheter. But even after the change, it still has parts that are me'ila and parts that are not me'ila. Kodshim kalim, part of the animal, does go on the mizbeach. Indeed, some of it goes to the kohanim and or the bailim, but some of it goes on the mizbeach. So it's yesh bo iser veheter. It has both prohibition, meaning the level of me'ila, veheter, and things that are permitted for human consumption, so there would be no me'ila. So that's really not much of a proof. Tomar ba'ola, you're going to make that analogy to an ola, bird. Shashino eshema ludava shakulo heter, if he changed it to something that's totally permitted, and that's referring to the chata sa'of, because the blood is indeed brought on the mizbeach. If that has me'ila or not is a discussion that it doesn't, but certainly after the blood is brought on the Mizbeach, the remaining part of the Karban is totally for the Kohanim. It's totally for human consumption. And therefore, there is no Me'ila. So even after Rabbi Eliezer tried to bring a proof from the deviation by Kodshei Kodeshim to making them Kodshim Kalim, Rabbi Yeshua responds, but even in Kodshim Kalim, there's still aspects of Me'ila. But when he switches to Chatos Ha'of, it's totally removed from Me'ila, and Rabbi Yeshua recognizes it as being processed as a Chatos, and therefore has no Me'ila. Yashar Koach, thank you for joining.